This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Ernie.
And Jay.
And before we get into what you want to talk about, the Love Bus Liberty Tour that's coming up. This is the bus here that I'm looking at.
It's at Jay's right now. We've been working on it all week.
It's a nice bus. You can find it at Liberty Love Bus Tour.
LoveBusLibertyTour.com. It's just a masthead. We haven't even populated it yet, but the commitment was made in December. We bought the bus, and it's a converted bus. I mean, you know, we're going to live in it. And my wife and I are just divesting of everything, giving all the stuff to our grandkids and kids, putting stuff in storage. We're going for a year from May to May, 20 to 21, and we're focusing on the vaccine issue. We're going to take to the street like we did the Ron Paul Lovolution. You know, I'm the one that created the Lovolution logo. You know,
really?
Yeah.
Very cool. But before we get into all of that, let's go back to the phones. We've got Marcus again from Canada. Marcus, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Can you hear me?
We can. What's on your mind?
Oh, great. Well, first off, as far as the gay gay thing goes in our society, since the 20s, they've been putting a chemical into the plastics which seeps out no matter what you put into it, as long as it's edible. And it basically either makes men gay or makes women docile.
Okay.
Afterwards,
is this BPA you're talking about?
Yes. I forget it's been a while.
It seems to be not very effective. There aren't very many gay men or docile women anywhere that I've seen. I don't think I've ever met docile woman.
I didn't say they'd be little kittens sitting there purring all day. I said more docile and more tendencies towards being gay. The society has to basically take the next step as far as a person turning gay. On top of that, I always thought that not allowing them to get married was a huge problem.
I'm confused here.
Because it just further demonized the set.
I'm very confused here. What is the next step of being gay?
Well, he's commenting on, you know, the biological impact of these chemicals and so on. What's your point on that?
Oh, I said as far as society goes, it takes the next step as far as basically completing the journey towards becoming gay. I mean, chemicals can only do so much, but then you have to have problems in your life, which later on manifest into a person.
I mean, that's long been debunked. Most gay people have had relatively ordinary lives. But that part aside, who is trying to turn people gay? And why?
The government.
Well, which government?
Well, anything. Well, basically, see, I'm one of the folks that believes that the government is basically run by a higher power. So, clearly,
what higher power?
It's a debate. Well, I say it's the Illuminati. Other folks say that they don't exist, and some folks say they do. But there's basically a lot of problems being left behind because that they got their little hands in.
I think the government's run by lobbyists, actually.
So you think the Illuminati runs the government?
For the Illuminati.
And they're attempting to turn...
Illuminati, I couldn't hear a word.
Okay, so you think the government is run by the Illuminati?
Because I'm now dead.
What? Okay. So you think the government is run by the Illuminati,
You can't hear us?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
We can hear you, but you seem to have lost us again. I'm confused by why he thinks the government is run by the Illuminati and why they're trying to turn people
gay. You know, I've been doing this a long time. When I first started doing radio in 03, they go, well, what are you, an anarchist? You know, and I'm like, I get to choose whatever's going on now, and none, I vote none. I mean, you know, if I got to vote, you know, but for me, anything that maintains, enhances, empowers, they, them, those that won't leave me alone, whoever they are, that is how I determine who the bad guys are. They won't leave me alone. But would they, you know, it's chemtrails, fluoride in the water, the vaccine. I mean, I go, would they? They wouldn't do that. That'd be wrong. Of course, they have no mental hurdle. If it's going to benefit them, they're going to do it because they can, you know. So I'm for taking it out of our mindset that we're letting them do it to us as individuals. You just don't. You know, there's no force. I'm not going to let someone else run my life, but I am sensitive to the chemicals and all this stuff. We eat better. I choose stainless steel and glass over plastic. You know, all our grandkids, they have their little stainless steel water cups, and you're in Arizona, you're carrying water around all the time. This is the way it is. And so I'm very sensitive to trying to keep back from all of these chemical influences, because I do believe that if it would benefit them, and they can, to make you more whatever. I got a bunch of examples, but it doesn't matter. I don't trust collectivized power and force and manipulation from they, them, those. So I'm with you on that. I whether it does or doesn't, I just don't want to put my family at risk.
And the other thing, too, is if you look at the list, if you look at what it takes to be a subsidized crop farmer in the United States, it's called Monsanto growing practices. And if you look at all these chemicals that Monsanto says this is what you have to apply to your ground and your crops in order to be called, become Monsanto certified so you can get the government subsidized money, like atrazine, for example, is a herbicide that kills everything. You spray it on the ground, nothing grows for 2 years. It's powerful stuff. Atrazine has been banned like all over the world because it is a hardcore like disruptor of hormones. Frogs, they actually change from male to female or female to male. There's like a hermaphrodite issue.
I mean, the amphibians have been doing that for eons, though, certain species of amphibians.
Well, under certain conditions when there's no other that sex, but this kind of influences.
Well, what this does is they actually have tests were done when they take this atrazine chemical, and I worked with some of these guys, and a lot of these men that I worked with, almost every single one of them, they were, you know, younger than me and older than me, and I'm 40 now, but I worked with these guys a few years ago in Colorado, and most of them were on testosterone shots. They were having low testosterone issues. They were gaining weight. They were having, just all kinds of problems with whatever happens when you have low testosterone as a man. And they dealt with this atrazine chemical a lot. They dealt with Roundup a lot. They dealt with all this other stuff that's got like 8 skull and crossbone warnings on the package, like really like bad products. And this is in your food if you don't buy organic food. It's probably even in much of the organic food, too. I mean, I used to be like, I was a little over 300 pounds a few years ago, and I got down to like 215, and I didn't eat any government-subsidized food. That was essentially my diet. But all the food that is being basically fed to poor America, because it's cheap and subsidized, the poor people in this country are overweight. The poor people in other countries are very, very thin. It's been proven that there is serious hormone disruption within cows, within and the cows that, you know, a lot of these cows are under extreme circumstances. They're being fed all kinds of stuff, so they produce a lot more milk, for example, because that's what, you know, these big commercial farms want. But definitely in lab rats and frogs and snakes and other things, you start introducing this atrazine chemical, and, well, Well, the mammals go infertile. They just don't have babies anymore.
You know, when we come back, I like to talk about Azure Farms. We did a study and did a show in Oregon on this. It'd be interesting. I'll tell you about that.
Excellent. Let's get back into that when we get back here in just a moment. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge Wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops, get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Ernie,
and Jay.
And you know what's coming up that all three of us here are going to be at? ForkFest 2020, right? You did say you would be there this year.
Yeah, no, we're going to be there with the bus. I've gone to every one.
That's a five.
This is like, what, the fourth? Fifth?
Yes, fourth? This is the fourth.
Yeah, ForkFest
for the Flippening, as I'm calling it. And you can join us and other liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June the 29th until July the 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. It
also means everybody's in charge.
Yeah. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 29th until July the 5th. And where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. That's ForkFest, fork like the utensil, dot party.
Yeah, there's a lot of action going on in the forum lately, or the Telegram chat.
Yeah, people suddenly got very buzzed about it again. I guess because they realized it's like 5 months away.
Alt Expo really helped, and probably Liberty Forum, and then, you know, there's been people talking about ideas, and I myself have been trying to drive everyone I can. A lot of new, I actually put a whole bunch of new people in that chat here the past couple of months, because I'm encouraging people to serve food, and there's vegan people want to serve food, and there's never enough food served at any of these festivals. There's just not enough food vendors. At least I haven't experienced it where there's too much food. The food vendors all run out, and they got to go and get more food, and then the guys that like are hardcore, they're kind of burnt out. They're like, oh, I'm not going to do food next year. I didn't get to have any fun. But I made a bunch of money, got a bunch of Bitcoin.
It's hard to beat that.
You know, I'm like thinking, I'm going, they never have any good Mexican food. I'm coming from Arizona, man. I'd make some bank, but then I'd have to work.
Well, let's go to the phones. We've got James calling from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Like I've said before, the uncontested absurdities of today are the accepted slogans of tomorrow, like LGBTQ, T, and AAA, whatever the alliance you were talking about. But no disrespect, James.
James, do you have an alliance of friends?
I don't care about your sexual orientation, but to call a dude that looks like a lady and sounds like a man because he was born with a penis, Jay Loon.
Well, I'm kind of sick at the moment, James, so it's not fair to criticize how I sound right now.
Despicable lie. May I continue speaking and not be interrupted? I say, because you only want to hear what you want to hear, or talk to loons like Dave, who inspired my call from earlier. The reason why I don't like Free Talk Live hosts such as yourself, Aria, and Ernie Hancock, the you know what he is, and Jay Loon, is because you alt-right wing progressives are just like left-wing progressives. You think
alt-right?
You're the light,
I'm alt-right.
The you think you're the light, the way, and the truth, and you think that people that don't agree with you or might actually be, like, in the government are evil. Because
I'm waiting for you to espouse something that you agree with. I mean, here's your opportunity.
Hey,
nationally, you get to say something. Say it.
Hey, Ernie, are you the first Liberty, so-called Liberty Radio Network host that called the cops on me and made like a statist when you declare to be an anti-statist?
You're assuming I know who you are.
Why. Hey, answer the question, you loser.
He says he doesn't know.
I said you're assuming I know who you are.
Detectives knocked on my door 12 years ago.
And how the hell would that happen if I don't know who you are?
Yes, you do. That's
James Whittakine.
Right straight up. You
don't
know
who?
James Whittakine.
What's that?
We call him Crazy James.
Hey, the best
is he a regular caller or something?
Yeah, he harasses Mark Stevens and everybody on LRN.
Hold on, James, because I am loving watching your mental state totally collapse under the weight of the realization that no one knows or cares who the hell you are. please keep continue this.
No, I just want him to espouse something. He's just saying we're all bad. I'm just wondering what he's advocating, that we're bad. I mean, what's your James? I'm sorry. I mean, I'm perfectly willing to give you the forum to say what you're advocating or what you believe. You know, go.
You don't care who I am, but you just said my full name and called me crazy, Jay Loon. I should.
That was me. Yeah.
In my face. You're an ugly man with an ugly soul. But when you say about this Lovolution crap, you're full of your own.
So you can see my soul?
Will you answer Ernie's question?
You're an ugly human being.
You're killing me. Here's your opportunity. We're letting you talk, and I'm waiting for you to say something. What is it that you're advocating? What do you think?
The question. 12 years ago. 12 years.
Don't we have buttons?
We do. James, I'm sorry. I guess you ran out of time. Really, Ernie asked you a really simple, straightforward question.
Yeah, he says Arizona. I don't know who he is.
He's a lunatic, basically. Who?
Now that's being judgmental. You know, I mean.
No, he's a lunatic.
All right, whatever.
Based on your experiences just now, I would say it's probably hard to justify the lunatic label, although he certainly came off as unhinged even then.
But he listens.
To the show?
I know why.
I don't know. He hates us.
We think, right? He's a Fed. So on Martin Luther King Day, Aria was reading.
He said, I never called the cops on anybody. I don't know what he's talking about.
Aria was reading the letter that the Feds wrote to Martin Luther King, trying to convince him to kill himself. And as Arya is reading the letter, I go, wow, this sounds like Crazy James rhetoric. Because he, threatens to, kill Mark Edge. He threatens to burn his house down with his wife and his kids in it. He says some nasty stuff to Mark.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Let me tell you this story. When they started the Discord, you guys started doing Discord. Uh-huh. He was like, hey, Ernie, we got this Discord. You should go on the Discord and do the Discord. All right, fine. So I go, you do the Telegram thing, because you can, whatever. So I go on the Discord, and this guy threatened my wife or something. And I go to Ian, I'm going, wow. Oh, well, that didn't last very long. I mean, I guess he was successful. I just stopped doing it. That was the last. It's that guy, right?
It is that guy.
Yeah,
sure.
Probably.
Wow.
Mouth-breathing dullard.
Known. James, I'm sorry you got, but yeah, you did. And I don't give a lot of credence to that because I don't like you. I don't care. But, you got a lot more time than I would have given you. You had your chance to say whatever you wanted and you didn't. I mean, what's the point?
Well, he's usually somewhat more entertaining than that. He does a good job of entertaining me with his insanity. And that's the part that I care about.
All right. Well, I guess now I know who you are. You're in Arizona somewhere. I'll be on the love bus, so it doesn't matter.
The only funny part of that was just hearing him have a meltdown as he tried to come to terms with the fact that you didn't know or really care who he was.
Yeah, that's cool.
You could hear his ego breaking.
Sorry.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate sitting as a court of impeachment stands adjourned, sine die.
The Senate voted to acquit President Trump on both articles of impeachment. While the obstruction of Congress charge went along party lines 53-47, the abuse of power article...
48 senators have pronounced Donald John Trump, President of the United States, guilty as charged. 52 senators have pronounced him not guilty as charged.
The one Republican to vote guilty, Utah's Mitt Romney.
With my vote, I will tell my children that I did my duty to the best of my ability, believing that my country expected it of me.
Jay Sekulow is one of the president's lawyers.
The president won. The office of the president won. The Constitution won.
There's now word that Republican Senators Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson have asked the Secret Service to turn over the travel records of Hunter Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Ernie,
and Jay.
And in addition to Fork Fest, something else is coming up, and it's sooner than Fork Fest, LibertyCon. And here's a Liberty update from LibertyCon. You won't want to miss these two very special debates. First, whether or not government is necessary, featuring David Freeman and Timothy Sandifer. David will be arguing that government is not necessary, while Timothy will be arguing that government is necessary. Second, does capitalism require government intervention? In this debate, Gene Epstein is going to go against Stephen Perlstein of the Washington Post. Epstein will argue against intervention, and Perlstein will argue in favor of it. Be part of LibertyCon. It's a unique Liberty Convention, April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C., for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-Liberty organizations for career advancement, business, or internship opportunities. Visit LibertyCon.com for more details on the additional and the incredible list of speakers, events, and student discounts. That's LibertyCon.com. Use code FTL for a $10 discount. Coming up in just like 2 months, actually. So tell us about Liberty. I've already Love Bus Liberty Tour.
We talked about it a little bit. It, the main thing is that this vaccine mandate issue thing has been important to me for a long time. And we did events when they were starting to mandate this back in 2009. And during the Obama administration, they had health level 6 was some H1N1 flu thing. It's always something. It's swine flu, avian flu, H1N1, you know, now it's the coronavirus, and it's just, the flu kills a lot of people around the world every year. You know,
sure.
And I'm wondering, I'm going, I don't know, the flu vaccine, you know, what it does, you know, you get the numbers there, but it's, you know, it's fear porn, and it started me looking into the issue more, and we found out that in Arizona, they have these sobriety checkpoints, and that infrastructure they used with the medical industry to be able to force blood from you, you know, now you can just, it used to be, I'm not taking your test, fine, you lose your license for a year. But now it's like, man, they strap your butt down, they're going to get them some blood, you know. And it's because it makes them a lot of money. You know, it's $10,000, you're going through all kinds of crap and treatment stuff. And
yeah, the Lawyers Association just loves when people's rights get violated, because the lawyers just make bank off defending people on these things.
It's definitely got its lobby. Well, what happened is they created this healthcare mandate, judge can order kind of thing. And what we found out is they wanted to add your vaccination records so that when it's like you got a concealed carry permit.
Vaccine registry.
That wasn't supposed to be like, you know, everybody sees that. They stop you and all of a sudden, you know, they're coming out with their guns drawn kind of deal, which happened, you know, for a while. And, you know, of course, people push back and everything. Well, now when they do you at these sobriety checkpoints, they see whether you're fully vaccinated or not. And if you're not, and they got some health mandate of we're all going to die thing, you either get it or you get on the bus. You're not being sent to the FEMA camp for anything other than we're just quarantining you. And then we did ambush interviews on the governor, and we made a big deal out of it because they wanted to force first responders, you know, doctors, nurses, EMT, police, firemen. So we knew that if they mandated that, then that policeman that had to get vaccinated, he was sure going to make sure I did, you know. So what we did, we went to the police and fire unions, and I knew how this goes, you know. I run for office a lot, and you go and speak to their unions and all this kind of crap, so I knew how it worked. And I go in and I said, I guarantee there's going to be a police officer or a fireman that's going to say, I don't want to do this. What can you do for me? And you're going, oh, you have to, and life sucks. Or you're going to tell them we got legal help, and we're willing to advocate for them. Let's rock and roll. What are you going to do? Well, I think we have to. That's what I thought. So we did signs that said, support first responders that say no to mandatory shots. It has skull and crossbones, with the crossbones being hypodermics and whatever. And we put them in front of all the police and fire stations in Tucson, Flagstaff, and Phoenix. Well, then, you know, they felt like they had some support, and some of the local fire departments in smaller communities would send them back. They said, well, we're not doing it. And we made such a big stink out of it, it kind of went away. Well, then it started coming back, and we could see Big Pharma spending money on, you know, women in government are legislators that got elected, and they go to this Big Pharma event, and they said, we're going to give $1 million, this is 2 years ago, we're going to give $1 million in grant, you know, to anyone that can usher through and sponsor a bill that creates more mandates or eliminates exemptions. At the same time, they're paying doctors. That's why the pediatricians are so advocating that you have to have your child immunized, because if they get full a schedule on their patients, you get to a certain percentage, they get bonuses. So they're like, hey man, you're messing up my boat, you know, I need to get a new vet, you know, we got to vaccinate.
Well, there's pediatricians here in New Hampshire and in Massachusetts and in New York that if you don't want, like, if you want to delay vaccinating your baby, because, you know, I mean,
it's better to do it later, you
right,
know?
Right, right. It's less harmful. Or if you don't want any vaccines at all, or you start asking questions to see the insert, the pediatrician's like, get out of my office. I don't even want you here. They just dump you. They won't even take you.
You're messing up their percentage.
Because they get a big chunk from insurance and government.
So this, you know, of course it's like, well, what the hell? Then about 3 years ago in 16, a doctor, Judy Mikovits, that was, you know, well known for discovering how retroviruses and HIV and all this kind of stuff, and she could see what was happening. It was these animal and fetal parts and all this, all these retroviruses, which are different than regular viruses. They have a single strand that, you know, rewrites your DNA at the genetic level, you know, in your cell, and it duplicates and has all kinds of problems. Well, she brought this, is they're doing this intentionally. And she wrote a paper, it gets published, it's all great, wonderful, boom. boom, Big Pharma comes in, retracts. She's a fraud. FBI is kicking in her door. You need all your research, and you can't talk about it because you used a grant to get your education. Your brain belongs to us. I mean, all kinds of crap, you know? And I'm like, what? So I go, we got to have a vaccine education summit right away. Within 10 days, we did one at the Sheridan Crescent in Phoenix, and we do a lot of our freedom summits there, so they don't care. You know, it's Ernie thing again, you know. So we go, so we had a lot of the doctors and scientists and stuff that are involved in this, and then we just did one again September 28th of 19. And, you know, we had Del Bigtree and Dr. Judy Mikovits, and we've had Humphreys and Marcella Terry and a bunch of people. I'm sorry if I leave out a bunch of names, or dozens of them. But they come, and all of a sudden it's like, you know, we had 80 people the first time, and it's only had like a week and a half to plan it. But then we got 150, and five legislators show up. Three stayed for the whole thing. And my thing is, I'm going, look, don't you be jumping in front of this parade and screwing these people and just delaying and, you know, leading them on. Because traitors freaking first. Because I already know how this goes. So this last beginning of January, when we decided to do this, we had DVDs with different videos of just questioning doctors and people that have, you know, just asked quite to get fired. You know, the head of the Cleveland Wellness Clinic and all this. I mean, big people, they just ask a question. They got sick from the flu shot. They had, boom, you're fired. So we took all that, and True Stream Media did a thing on the censorship of the internet. Just, it's a First Amendment thing. And then we also had DVDs on Second Amendment stuff. And we did 30 states. Every legislator in 30 states got those DVDs. And the local activists passed them out. So I already know where this goes. So we decided and got funding for us to take to the road. And we're going to be doing, you know, little vaccine education summits around the country. And the first one that we're going to do is in early June. Jay and I are working on this. It'll be, you know, and we're looking on different venues. You know, don't say, because then they'll call them and, you know, whatever.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, but we're working on different venues that we need about 200 seats, I think. And if anybody's got, you know, a recommendation out there, it needs to be kind of rooms available for the speakers and so on. You know, there's a lot of venues, but it'd be nice to have rooms there. And it's going to be a thing. And we're going to make sure, just like we did with the Revolution, they will be signs. You're not going to miss this one.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to seeing how it develops. Where can people read more about that?
FreedomsPhoenix.com. You know, you'll see a lot of stuff there. And that's the main base for everything.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. If you're quick, you can still get on the air with us. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Ernie.
And Jay.
I want to say thank you to Farmer Garrick of Harvest and Blooms Farm. He or she is tonight's amplifier. They're a silver amplifier, which means they donate $5 per month to the AMP program that you can find at amp.freetalklive.com. Now, that's the advertise, market, and promote program, where if you like the show, then you can join, sign up for the program. Just give us $5 a month. That's all we ask for. It's money that we use strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, so you can help us directly reach a larger audience at amp.freetalklive.com. In addition to that, I'm still recovering from being sick, you get a number of cool features that you can find at discord.freetalklive.com, and you get into the AMP-only Facebook group. Of course, the reason you should do it is because you like the show and want to help us reach a larger audience. So again, Farmer Garrick, thank you so much. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Now, we're talking about the Love Bus Liberty Tour.
Boom, you got it.
I got it, yes, that you have going on. And I didn't even have it in front of me that time. The last few times I did, I was looking right at it and still got it wrong. So,
yeah, no, there's really nothing more. It's good that we get to talk about it, you know, hearing people know it. When we did the Lovelution around Ron Paul in 07, we started that. It was like a year, you know, before people knew that I had created that, you know, because it was a decentralized, I knew it was going to happen as long as it was left spontaneous. And we were just promoting Ron Paul to keep him up at the podium.
So you said
nothing about voting. I didn't care about the voting part.
You said you're the person who came up with the Revolution logo?
Yeah.
Awesome. It's always been one of my favorite logos.
Yeah,
it's
simple, happy to.
It's I see
to
a lot point. Of tattoos.
Interesting.
You know, but the it wasn't about me. It was because I knew that Ron was going to do a really good job on espousing liberty, and they were going to go, "Well, you're really a libertarian." He's going to go, "Yeah, and you're really fascist." You know, so I knew that he was going to wear the Liberty mantle and the philosophy on his chest and espouse it. And that was my goal, is how long can we keep him up there? And I knew that they were going to try it, and they did. They wanted him off of that stage. And the whole campaign was to keep him on the stage. Well, the Love Bus Liberty Tour is the same, and it's time. The same feeling I had then. They go, Ernie, how did you know? And I'm like, how did you not know? What the hell are you guys looking at? Of course this was going to break out. And I feel the same way about the vaccine issue. And a lot of people are very passionate about this. So they've dug a hole. I mean, they believe what, you know, some shiny badge told them. And I'm going, now you look at this even a little bit, just the philosophy of mandates from the crown. That right there is, the main issue for me.
They pissed off the moms. So now we got a whole bunch of red pill mamas out there.
Yeah, tell them about the red pill mama thing. That's awesome.
So the red pill mamas, my buddy Silver Dave a couple months ago goes, Jay, check out this video. And what it was, a woman, she is in front of the governor's mansion in California, and she's screaming, I will fight to the death not to have my son vaccinated. And what they were doing is the governor was going to sign, or did sign, this legislation to remove medical exemptions. This is when a doctor says, don't vaccinate this baby or kid, because this, based on a mutation in a gene, you can test the blood, you can tell if, like the MMR, the DTaP, and a few other vaccines will have a negative reaction to the child. And this is like science. This isn't, you know.
Yeah, a lot of these, they can't chelate the heavy metal, the mercury,
right,
and the aluminum that's put in there. So it really has a bad impact on them. And you can see it. We have one of the doctors, James Lyons Weiler, at the Vaccine Education Summit, detailed that they do a test for this. And even with that test, they go, nope, got to do it.
So the red pill moms, I want these red pill moms is my neighbor here in New Hampshire. So I put a thing on the Porcupine's Facebook page. Hey, we need to get, and I linked the video to it. We need to get these red pill moms in New Hampshire. This is who I want to be my neighbor. And I got like, you know, two or three guys screaming at me on how I'm going to bring the plague to New Hampshire. And then I got about, you know, 30 people are like, oh yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, this is great, because if they understand bodily autonomy, and they want that to be respected, that means that they probably want everybody else's bodily autonomy to be respected. And if they're willing to fight to the death.
I don't know, that's a pretty big leap.
I mean, if
I think there's a tendency there.
There are a lot of people out there, probably 95% of the population, that want freedom for themselves, but they don't give a damn if you and I have it or not.
Well, she wants freedom
for her.
In fact,
they want to take ours away.
She wants freedom for her.
So that is not a leap that I would trust.
She wants the freedom for her child. And you know, just the fact that she'll fight to the death.
So do most parents. But they don't. They still don't want freedom for me.
Well, I'm telling you, you know, it's like a Second Amendment issue. You know, there's a lot of issues like this that they understand the base principle behind a single issue, and they're much more susceptible to liberty message than other people are.
I think there's way, way more good people. I think 95% of people are good, and 5% of people, you know, would be not good. Or I don't even think there's a 5% of not good, because, you know, there's a 3 to 5% of people are sociopaths, right? You there's some statistic on this, right?
Yeah, there. You know, that was one. We can go. That's a whole.
So, anyways, those people mostly, you know, get into government because it is the, you know, the protected organized crime racket. Anyways, the red pill mom, if she's gonna, she's taken a red pill, she's unplugged from the matrix. She knows the government's bad and she knows that they have this power and they try to get this power. And right now they're kind of doing it with a carrot. Well, when the carrot don't work anymore, then they start using the stick. Well, when they start doing this carrot mentality, we're going to, you know, mandate. They're not really mandating it. It's if you have a government, accept a government service, and, you know, it all has to do with schools. But the fact is, when I want someone who will fight to the death for the rights of the bodily autonomy of their children is good enough for me to introduce them into the ideas of liberty and get them here to New Hampshire. Now, they may not be willing to move to New Hampshire, but someone who I'm able to sell on this freedom migration here, and is actually willing to pick up and move to New Hampshire, I think that their intentions are good. And they're going to be interested in guns if they're willing to fight to the death, and they're going to possibly be interested in gun rights. That's just my assessment. And yeah, I mean, we've experienced with some of the movers here in New Hampshire, there are people who have moved here that I won't allow on my property for this, you know, particular freedom movement. There are some characters that I don't think they're libertarians. I think they're, I don't know what they are, but I mean, some of them get voted.
I've met more than a few, yeah.
Yeah, some of them get votes, come here as porcupines to get voted into the legislature, and then they say, oh, free staters are bad people. They're all pedophiles and rapists, and they,
yeah, the First Amendment right of non-association.
and then we have another one who, she got voted into the legislature also, and both, and there's at least two of them who have voted for an income tax in New Hampshire that were libertarians and spun themselves as libertarians. And so, I mean, you know, and they probably have their reasons, and I don't know why they did it, but, you know, just because people say they are what they are, it doesn't really mean they are what they say they are.
Excellent point. I mean, plus, you know, Hitler had his reasons.
Yeah, to force vaccinate. You know, this is, it's always chemicals, and if it benefits they, them, those, I mean, that's why. You know, this, I always was, when I first started doing this stuff in the late 80s, fluoridation was a big thing. You know, abortion and fluoridation. That was the two issues everybody wanted to talk about. And when you look, and the libertarians that I first started meeting, they go, why would you want the government to force medicate you? And I'm like, whoa, that was a good one. You know, I thought Uncle Sam loved my teeth.
Yeah, and Max Kaiser, actually, on the last Max Kaiser show I listened to, he said, and so he's talking about how financial instruments like Boeing has, like, fired their best, like, engineers and guys, and then and their stock market price skyrocketed, like tripled when they fired everybody, because all the investors were like, yeah, they're getting rid of all the expensive people, and now we got airplanes crashing that Boeing builds, you know, the MAX 737, they've all been grounded. And he talks about how, well, we had this other product, it was fluoride, and it's left over from the refining of uranium for, you know, nuclear power plants. And so now they're putting it, and they've been selling it into the municipal water supply. This is Max Kaiser saying this. And he's like, oh, yeah, here's the document. Here's the evidence. He's talking about it on his show. I thought that was pretty all right of him.
I did a Freedom of Information request for the city of Phoenix as a school project with one of my sons. And this, I just said, follow the money. And this is what I found out. It cost more for them to transport the fluoride to Phoenix to do it than what they got from them. I'm going, why the hell are they doing it? It's the solution to pollution is dilution. And the reason is because they get paid to dump that stuff, and they're using your kidneys. Plus, they get that benefit or whatever the hell.
Dumbing you down.
Well, this has been Free Talk Live. Head on over to the freetalklive.com to check out the show archive there. Going back more than 10 years, that's freetalklive.com.
Do you wish you could do whatever you wanted in your dating and relationship life, even if you're married? Do you wish you made more money on less hours? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.